Now, I deal in rumor. Thank you. And I got to pick this up. And I'm sorry, I'm on my own screen. I want to tell people this. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I know there are people that absolutely hate my guts. Most of them are in, you know, psychological operations. But in addition to that, they say, Hal's never right. That's a lie. And I want to share something that World War III potential kickoff dates, those are real. You can't deny it. That's a NATO exercise. If you'll scroll up, Eric, or scroll down. So the there you go. And this is really important. And Doug, will you read this, the first paragraph, you know?
All right. Hang on just one second here. Let me get to it on my preview screen. All right. Based on information which came to me discreetly via postal mail, I've concluded that World War III can kick off in less than 2 weeks between the dates of June 12 through 24. The largest NATO air exercise, Air Defender 23, takes place in that time period, may cover Ukraine counteroffensive. As described during my Memorial Day radio show last night, my wife and son came up to the house here in Pennsylvania, my state, by the way, from a regular home in New Jersey this past Sunday evening. They brought with them postal mail from my P.O. box, which accumulated for about 3 weeks. In that postal mail, he writes, was a discreet but large envelope containing what can be described as intelligence material about certain NATO planning. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. He looked over the material. He writes, and set about trying to verify it. And of course, it being Memorial Day, it's difficult to reach contacts. Now, I'm quoting now, as of early this morning, Tuesday, May 30th, I am able to reach several contacts from my FBI years, and I'm further verifying the material. Here's what I can confirm. And by the way, I'll just keep going. NATO will commence its largest air exercise in history, called Air Defender 2023, on June 12th. Air Defender 23 will be the most significant military exercise ever carried out in European skies. The event will involve the air forces of 25 nations. More specifically, Air Defender 23 will represent the most extensive deployment exercise of air forces in the history of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or more commonly known as NATO. The unprecedented event will involve up to 10,000 exercise participants who will train their flying skills with approximately 220 aircraft. And, of course, a military exercise will take place in European airspace under the command of the German Air Force, or Luftwaffe.
You can stop there, Doug.
Okay, good. Okay. Yep. All right.
And the reason why this is important, ladies and gentlemen, is because there are different models, I'm told, and I'm hearing rumors of. I'm not a military guy, but I know a lot of military guys, and I know a lot of military guys that talk by different ways getting me information to share. And there are a lot of them who are Christians, and there are a lot of them that gave up their entire, if you will, military positions so that you could, I could, we could know the truth. And some of these men are at great risk. And they said, look, we're willing to lay our lives down for the first time for America. We don't know the America that is, but we will fight to defend the values we were willing to live, lay down our lives for. Does that make sense?
100%, yeah.
So we're facing right now a situation that's taking place in the Western theater of operation. They can call it whatever it is, but I want to go on record as saying this. Prior to Hal even posting anything about that, obviously, the exercise, I had posted the story about the exercise, and then I reached out to some different people. And what was fascinating to me is just understanding that there are specific models and only specific models with specific pilots and specific training that can fly nuclear weapons. Now, what I think people need to understand is Victoria Nuland, and if now, Eric, you'd put up Victoria Nuland's story. You know, we told everybody, Doug, you and I, others, it wasn't just us on talk radio, but the whole statement about Nord Stream being engineered the destruction by Victoria Nuland and also by in cahoots with the British government. And over and over and over, this has been denied. But now look at this. This is a headline that cannot be denied. And by the way, this is not from Hal. Okay. And I say that because it's interesting. We have to fight literally more supposed people in the know to get the truth out to them. And then they always got a complaint. Well, the complaining stops when the first balloon goes up. And in Spec Ops talk, you know, it's buckets of sunshine. That's another word. I used to talk about that on my radio program years ago. But U.S. has been preparing Ukrainian counteroffensive for months, Victoria Nuland. The maiden midwife confirmed Washington's role in the conflict at the Kiev Security Forum. Now, we have denied we're not at war with Russia. Oh, yes, we are. Russia knows this. And again, I think it's really important that people understand, quoting her, even as you plan for the counteroffensive we have been working on with you for some 4 to 5 months, we are already beginning our discussions with the Ukrainian government and with friends in Kiev, both on the civilian side and on the military side. And it's interesting, she added that the attack will likely starting and moving concurrently with such events as the NATO summit in Lithuania, scheduled for July 11th. Doug, isn't it interesting that all of the speculation, they're telling you the devil, and I don't care who denies this, the devil is almost under mandate to tell the people on earth what he's going to do ahead of time.
Yes, and if you don't do anything about it, that equals consent. Your consent, yes.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that everyone has got to understand. It is a multidimensional war. We're going to be fighting Russia. We're going to be fighting China. And for the record, China has cut off all communications, diplomatic relations, and has not spoken to the U.S., nor will they talk to the entity Secretary of Defense, Austin. They all have nothing to do with him. They also, ladies and gentlemen, this should come quite, I hope it shakes you up. China has hypersonic weapons. And if you watched, and Doug, did you ever post for your viewers? I did for mine, the regiment of just the Chinese women's military. Did you see that?
No, I figured since you did, they would see it. No, I did not. I did see it, however, yeah. Yes.